Nicola, thanks very much. You're listening to a 9 to noon special with Catherine Ryan, and Corin Dan is back with me this hour. Thanks very much, Corin. We are expecting a media conference, as Jane Patterson told us earlier, our political editor, about 11:30 with the latest update information from NEMA. We will take that live. Let's now go to Ralph Stanbrook. Just reminding you, of course, if you have just tuned in, that there is a tsunami warning across particular areas, a land inundation warning across coastal areas, the west of the North Island from Cape Reinga to Ahipara, and the east coast of the North Island from Cape Reinga to Whangarei, from Matata to Tolaga Bay, including Whakatane and Opotiki, also Great Barrier Island. We've already heard reports as unusual wave activity began to occur from about 10:20 this morning. It was particularly noticeable from the East Cape, and we are getting anecdotal reports of unusual activity again. You just heard from Shane Reddy, the National MP, where he is in Whangarei. So there is more to learn as this event unfolds this morning. This follows the third of three earthquakes overnight. This one, the second in the Kermadec. It was a very large quake, an 8-magnitude quake, that was reported about 9:15 this morning, and it has triggered this significant alert, essentially for the whole country. Now, Ralph Stanbrook is on a boat offshore from Titicaca in Northland. He went fishing, launching from the Titicaca Marina at first light this morning. Ralph, kia ora, where are you?
Straight out from Matapori Bay, about 50 metres deep.
You've gone to 50 metres. We heard from the Coast Guard this morning that's at least the depth that boaties should go to if they were already at sea. Did you receive warnings of some sort, Ralph, or just your own knowledge took you out deep?
Just the idea of anything being able to pass directly underneath us with plenty of water underneath.
Have you had, or have you experienced or seen anything unusual yet?
There's some good snapper coming on board.
That'll be welcome later.
But it's a gorgeous day out here. Otherwise, it's a little bit of a swell, but not much. My wife's just got a fish coming on right now. So at the moment, there's no abnormal activity.
I certainly don't want to distract you from that. How far off the coast are you at that depth?
I'm guessing we're probably about 3 or 4 k's away.
Right, so a good distance.
Yeah,
good distance from the coast. What warnings have you had, official warnings have you had from what sources as things have unfolded?
You could hear from, as we were coming out, even this far away, the sirens on shore and the text alerts on the phone, and then switched on the radio and went, oh, okay, we're probably best out here. When we heard that the two Takaka dive boats were being advised to stay out, that was a good call. And to be able to stay out here was definitely the go for us.
Are you on a particular VHS channel in an event like this?
I've got the VHF on channel 16 just in case, but at the moment everything's pretty sweet out here for us.
Are there other boats out there around you, Ralph?
We see boats moving around, that people are obviously a little bit nervous, and we're quite happy that people know that we're out here, and worst case scenario, they'll come looking for us.
All are looking, though, that they are out at a good depth, a good enough depth, 50 metres plus.
There's no one in close.
So what's going to affect your decision-making as the day unfolds?
Advice on the radio, phone. We've got plenty of means of communication. I dare say the VHF will light up later on when everything passes through. But the phone seems to be the best way.
You'll stay out there. I hope you've got a little cooker on board then for the snapper lunch.
No, we didn't bother bringing that.
But, sashimi then. Some lemons.
Raw fish isn't too bad an idea, but at this stage we'll stick with the muesli bars.
It's interesting you went out this morning, Ralph. We had that big overnight earthquake at 2:27. This was off the east coast, Te Araroa. Did that affect your decision-making about going out this morning?
Didn't even know about it.
You didn't?
No.
Would you have expected...
I checked the weather forecast this morning on the Met Service, and it didn't see anything on there. But, yeah.
What time did you head out, Ralph?
It was just coming light as we were pushing the boat out.
So
gorgeous picture of the sunrise.
So sort of 5 to 6 a.m. So you got no alert
before
on
seven,
your...
Just before 7.
You got no alert on your mobile phone?
We did, but we were already out by then.
Right, and it wouldn't actually, where you are, it wouldn't actually necessarily have come through to that district at that time. All right. Thank you, Ralph.
Generally, it's tucked in the bag up the front of the boat by then.
I see. All right, Ralph. Thanks very much. Ralph Stanbrook on a boat. He is offshore from Tutukaka in Northland. He is out at 50 metre depth. And the recommendation we had from Coast Guards earlier for boats at sea is get to deeper water, get to 50 metres at least, or even 100 metres, depending on where you are, and obviously stay there while this event unfolds. That channel VHF 16 is the channel where there will be information updates coming through, as well as radio, of course. Staying coastal, Kate Malcolm is the owner of Dive Tutukaka and is with us from a headland just above the town. Kate, good morning. Can you hear me, Kate?
Yes, I can.
Hi, it's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Can I just ask you about decisions? Did your boats stay on land this morning? How did things unfold for you?
So we had two scheduled sailings today. One we cancelled, which was the 11 o'clock sailing, but we already had a dive boat headed out, as did the other operator in the area. So they're both together out just off the islands now, keeping in contact with each other out at the Poor Knights. No one's in the water. We're just cruising around, having a really nice sightsee tour, actually, of the Poor Knights, and waiting to see, as you said so aptly just before, how everything unfolds.
This is the thing, isn't it? People are where they need to be. You're at a good depth near the Poor Knights. You're at 50 metres. It's pretty deep around those islands, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, deeper in some parts.
Yeah.
So we are in a safe place. We're certainly not going near the land. We can stay out there shoreside, stay away from the shore at the moment, just until we know what's going on and we can see how the surge is going to affect the tide and how we can get our boats and our people back in. And we'll monitor that situation as it unfolds.
What are they telling you, the folk on the boats, about what they can see? Are they seeing any unusual activity anywhere?
Not a lot, no. There's the odd tidal surge and a little bit of a swirly current. But sometimes you get those things anyway. It does look like there is a little bit of a drop here on the coast at the moment. We're due for a high tide at 1 o'clock. So we're just watching and waiting and just seeing how it unfolds. They've had nothing untoward out there, that's for sure.
And from where you are in the headland above the town, I mean, it's very exposed to the Tutukaka, actually, isn't it, for an event like this? Just explain the geography a little more.
Sure. So the coastline here has lots of rocky headlands. They're quite high, 80 to 100 metres high, and then beaches down below and then up again into another beach. So very high, rocky headlands. And the harbour itself is kind of like a small entrance, and then it opens up quite wide in a balloon type. And then the marina has a little bottleneck that comes in kind of at the end of that balloon area there. And we do know from experience with previous events that the tidal current at the mouth of the harbour does seem to gather there, and it can be quite tricky to navigate. So we are very aware that that's a risk point, and we'll be monitoring that really, really closely. The best place for everybody, if they're on the water, is like your fishing man before, is to stay deep and to stay calm and to stay out to sea.
Look,
just until we get a handle on what's going to happen on the coast here.
It's such a big boating area. And did you see, and have you been talking to people up where you are? Did everyone get away, leave the property, leave the marinas and just get to safety? Did everyone act?
Yes, they did that. We drill a lot, at least twice a year. There's the tsunami alert that goes off. And so to have the tsunami alert, which is quite loud on all our coastal environment here, to have that go off in an unprecedented event, it did mean that everybody knew what to do, and they went to high ground and checked on their neighbours and got connected and are in safe places now. So it was a relatively easy thing for everyone to identify what was happening and take action, because they have done it before and we've had numerous drills.
Thank you, Kate. Kate Malcolm's the owner of Dive Tutukaka. There's at least one or two boats out there. They are just at a safe depth off the Poor Knights Islands and just awaiting, as any boats should be, that are out at a good depth, 50 metres plus, awaiting information throughout the day as to how they eventually come back to shore.